You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Racing Podcast, brought to you by William Hill. You join us on Sunday's edition of the podcast, looking ahead to the racing from Goodwood, Yarmouth and the Curragh. There's also a meeting at Beverley on Sunday, four meetings in total, and Darren Owen, Alistair Jones will be in the studio to guide you through all of the action, alongside Lord John Budden as well. My name is Sam Norris, and joining me on today's edition of the podcast, it's a very warm welcome to Rory Delaghi. How are you, Rory?
I'm very well, thanks, Sam.
Good stuff. Enjoyed the week at York?
Yeah, it's been very good, hasn't it?
Yes, despite the fact that that the rain came down in droves on the opening day, which made it a little bit more difficult. The rest of the week we had generally fair weather, and on the whole, the results weren't, as they often are sometimes at York, confusing.
Yeah, I think the rain was almost certainly a blessing on Wednesday, in the fact that it was natural precipitation and it was enough to cover us for the entire week. Otherwise, we would have had the prospect of watering for the last day or two. And I think there'll be no complaints about how the track has ridden. The results in two or three of the opening races were a little bit hard to get your head around.
Yeah.
But they put on really good prize money, really good racing, and it's no surprise that that it serves up a treat every year.
Absolutely. We're recording this podcast just around about 10 minutes after the feature race of the week as well, the E-Ball, which went the way of Nikita this year, just fending off Fly Me to the Stars in the closing stages. Good performance by the horse, Rory, and Ian Jardine continues to go really well at present. Had a double at Cartmel as well.
double at Cartmel. Yeah. He won the Lanark Silver Bell at Hamilton last night, which is a very prestigious race for the track, in really good style with a filly he's improved best part of 3 stone now since picking it up from Charlie Hill's very well bred filly, who was disappointing for a previous yard, and despite the fact she carried a £12 penalty last night, she was able to race off the same handicap mark as she left her previous yard from, and that shows that he's very shrewd at placing his horses as well. He's just a very good trainer all round, really.
Mm. And a jockey who's catching the eye as well in Callum Rodriguez.
Yes.
He's riding very well.
A hugely improved jockey this season, Callum Rodriguez, and very, very well worth his claim. He's caught my eye quite a lot this year. He's intelligent, he's mature, he doesn't do anything silly in his races, and hopefully when he loses his claim, he will get into a decent job up north, because... You know, he wasn't attached to a fashionable yard last year or anything like that. You know, he's done a lot of his work for Richard Ford. But that's a good basis for his career as well. Richard's a fairly wise man, and it's really paying off. He's picked up some decent rides. A lot of trainers have noticed how well he's been riding, and hopefully that can continue.
And the second in the E-Bore as well, Rory, I don't think has lost anything in defeat, Fly Me to the Stars, making its first start on the turf, and has ran really well, given that it's still a fairly lightly raced individual.
Yeah, Smart Prescott obviously has the reputation of being able to produce a horse for the big handicaps like this, but it's been a while between drinks in the really top ones. But a gamble very nearly landed there, and the horse has run a huge race, has come from a fair way back to lead a furlong out, and... just out-battled by one, whose rider's claim was crucial, I think.
Mm. Indeed, some of the other performers on Saturday, then, just want to mention the Gym Crack, which was won by Sands of Marley, and given a really positive ride from the front by Paul Hannigan, who just gave him the slip.
Yeah, a very impressive performance, and something we probably needed with the Gym Crack as well, because, you know, any one of the next three home winning, they were very closely matched. They raced against each other last time out. Mm. We would have had much of a muchness in terms of the result, but instead we had an impressive winner, and a horse who's improved enormously from debut to second run, from second run to third run, so it's nice to have a potential star coming out of the race.
Indeed.
He looks a sprinter rather than a miler on that evidence.
Yes, absolutely. And away from Saturday, anything else that really caught your eye this week at York, Rory? What did you make of Frankie Dettori yesterday, actually?
It's not the kind of thing I like to dwell on. He won't be the first, he won't be the last. No. And he looked like he had the race won.
Yes.
To our eyes. If you watch the race from the inside of the track as well, it looks like he's won by a bigger margin. Mm. But we're watching it live. We knew it was close. The one thing I'll say about that, absolutely fantastic commentary from Richard Hoyles.
Right, yes.
Who says, Frankie thinks he's won, I'm not so sure.
Yeah.
He included that as part of the commentary. He didn't milk it. Yes. He didn't take the mickey out of the jockey. He just said, you watch the race and one jockey celebrates, you think that's the winner. And he says, hold your horses. This might be closer than it looks. And I thought that was a very mature commentary, very, very entertaining one that you'd be happy to play back as well. But yeah, I don't want to laugh at Frankie for what happened. It's very unfortunate.
And yes.
I think a lot of, there are people out there who are either big fans of Frankie or who aren't so keen on him. And yes. There's a lot of schadenfreude going around that I'll try to avoid.
Yes. And as I say, he certainly won't be the last jockey to do that. And
it might start one or two in the immediate future. But once that's forgotten, then yes. It'll happen again.
Indeed. Let's take a look at four races on Sunday then now. It's a pretty decent day of racing on Sunday. Good card at Goodwood. Cracking card from across the Irish Sea at the Curragh as well. We start at Goodwood with their 320, which is a handicap over an extended mile and a furlong. A Class 2 event with nine runners taking their chance in it. And a decent field is assembled here, Rory, for a good prize as well. Just over 31 grand to the winner. Talk us through these.
Yes, it's a good prize and therefore it's a competitive field as well, lining up for this mile and a quarter handicap. You got some lightly raced types like frontispiece for Sir Michael Stout. And he's also got a Carawan in there making his handicap debut. Tribal Conquest making his handicap debut for Charlie Appleby. Obviously, the Godolphin boys have had a decent enough day at York today. Mm. And they've all got to be feared. Whereas you've also got the likes of Iron Hollow and Anything Today, who clashed at this track early in the season when neither of them really got the run of the race. But they finished third and fourth, only a neck between them there. Anything Today has won two since and then was hampered in the run when third at Newmarket last time. I didn't really get the run of things there, but he's thriving as well. So really, really strong contest. I'm just going to come down in favour of Carawan for the bang-in form Sir Michael Stout Yard. One of two he has in the race. Horse making his handicap debut. Sir Michael has a good record with his handicap debutants. He's coming from the all-weather, which I think will put a few people off. But as I was saying on the show earlier on, there are a lot of good horses turning up at Chelmsford at the moment. Chelmsford are framing good races,
yeah.
Which are, and with the mixed summer we've had, a lot of trainers are happy to send their horses there. It's a very fair track. Mm. And we've had a group winner today who warmed up at Chelmsford. We had one who very nearly won one of the big handicaps early in the week on the back of winning a Chelmsford handicap. And I would not be put off by anything coming from that track at the moment. Obviously, horses who've been racing Chelmsford through the winter and then going to turf after that, you're looking at a slightly different profile of animal. But very happy with the performance of Carawan and winning that maiden last time out. He was a very impressive winner, easily by four lengths. His previous form is also pretty strong. He was a beaten favourite on his previous two starts, but those races have worked out really well. Third to Jan Soon at Lingfield. That has thrown up a host of winners. And his previous effort before that has also worked out very well. So he looks feasibly handicapped. A lot of horses going into handicaps for the first time. The assessor gives them £5 to £10 more than he thinks they really deserve.
Right.
If he thinks they're hiding something. Whereas a horse who's won a maiden tends to be rated purely on that form. If you've gone to win a race, handicapper thinks, well, there you go, you're being straight about it.
Yes.
That's how good you are. Whereas horses who win maidens are just as likely to improve as horses who finish mid-div. Yeah. And I think he was handicapped before he won last time out anyway. But his mark is perfectly reasonable. And I think he will take a bit of beating. It's difficult to know how the race is going to be priced up.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to pile into anything at 6-4 in this race. I like the look of Carawan. Hopefully he's a workable price. He's 7-2 in the tissue you're looking at there. That'd be fair enough for me.
Okay, one down the bottom then. Carawan in that 3:20 race at Goodwood. We stay at Goodwood for their feature race on Sunday, which is the 4:30. This is the Group 3 Supreme Stakes, raced over a trip of 7 furlongs. And a Dutch connection likely to be popular here, Rory. Has a cracking record at Goodwood as well.
Does have a very good record at the track, and that's reason enough to expect him to bounce back to form. He's been a little disappointing this year. I think half the issue with Dutch Connection is his connections want to turn him into a miler. I've wanted to make him into a miler from an early stage, and he just doesn't stay the trip. He's 2 wins and a place from 3 runs at Goodwood, and more importantly, this distance is right up his street. He's won 4 from 7 at 7 furlongs. He was beaten at the trip last time out. That's a slight concern in a race. He should have finished closer than he did. In saying that, it probably wasn't run to suit and he wasn't beaten very far. He'd be giving way to all of these in a handicap, and hopefully he can come back to form and take plenty of beating. Again, I see the suggested tissue price. You have not mentioned the source. Suggests 11-4. Yeah. I think anything bigger than 2-1 looks a reasonable bet.
Okay. Something to be said for horses being 7 furlong specialists, because it is such a unique trip, Rory, and there aren't that many 7 furlong specialists around. So when you get one, I'd be loath to try and run it at different trips.
Yeah, it's just that there aren't that many top races at 7 furlongs.
Yes, true.
You know, so you've got a horse who's genuinely top class.
Yes.
You've got the foray at the ARC meeting for the younger horses. You've got the Jersey Stakes, which is a Group 3, which has decent horses running in it, but it's only worth 50-odd grand. And it's a Group 3. And obviously, it's only for the 3-year-olds.
Yes.
The race we had, the City of York Stakes, we had yesterday, and that's worth 175,000, I think it was.
Loads now, yeah.
So that's really worth aiming your horse at. But here's Dutch Connection going for the Supreme Stakes instead, worth with a fair bit less, but the fact that he's a course specialist is hugely important there, and I would like to think he will be very hard to beat.
A Dutch Connection, the choice then in that 4:30 race at Goodwood. On to Yarmouth we go then for one race there. The 4:05 is a handicap over 1.25, Class 2 with dead 8 runners down to take their chance at the time of recording, and a fairly interesting blend of runners here, Rory, and plenty arriving in good heart.
Yeah, one stands out to me in the race, though. There's a slight question about the ground. I was going to look at the weather forecast, and I got distracted. I don't think there's an awful lot of rain around. There was a suggestion that there would be rain for that part of the country, which would have been massively in favour of Mafahim, who absolutely bolted up on heavy ground last time out. But I think there's a fair chance that the ground doesn't really matter that much to him at all. He's a horse who'd, he'd ostensibly been disappointing in maidens, but the races that he's run in have worked out very well. He was runner-up to Jake's Hill at Sandown over 1.25, dropped back to 1 mile, was beaten by Game Starter, but both of those races have thrown up more than their share of winners. And then he went to Nottingham for a fairly weak maiden over 1.25, but absolutely bolted up. And if he was pushed out to the line, he'd have won 20 lengths. And he did that in a very good time. I'm a little bit wary of times on soft and heavy ground.
Yeah.
I think they can be misleading. But it's not like that was an absolute standout that came from nowhere on his card. The only worry you would have had with him before his run at Nottingham was whether he really wanted to win. You know, you've got a horse who's well-bred and talented and who's been beaten in a few maidens, you get a little bit concerned. But no worries about him going past at Nottingham. And I think he looks really well-treated. Although he's been raised £3 by the handicapper to a mark of 91 for this. I think this is his handicap debut. He got a rating, obviously, fairly early. You've run well in three maidens, and you get a handicap mark. But he kept going for maidens. And then when he won easily last time at the handicapper, has felt obliged to give him a rise. Difficult to know how competitive races like that are. So it's a little bit of a guess from the assessor's point of view. But I think a mark of 91 is very fair. Owen Burrows couldn't really be in better form at the moment. I think we know he's perfectly happy on faster ground. Obviously, if it got soft, that would not be a problem for him at all. but it shouldn't be a make or break thing for him. And it's just a case of what kind of price he's going to be. He's not even favourite there on the mythical tissue.
Yes.
There's a mythical 4-1 available there. If you can find a friend to lay you that, get stuck in, I say.
Matt Fahim, then, the choice at Yarmouth in the 405. Final race on today's podcast, then, is the feature from the Curragh on Sunday, the 420, which is the Irish Cambridgeshire. Ran over a trip of a mile, just shy of €60,000 on offer to the winner, and a maximum field of 30 Downs contest it. A deceptively named race, though, Rory, because it
Because there's no Cambridgeshire. Oh, right.
Well, yeah. For two reasons. There's no Cambridgeshire in Ireland.
Or a Lincolnshire.
And it's not even ran at the trip that the UK Cambridgeshire is either. It's slightly shorter.
Indeed. Well, you don't get too many 9-furlong handicaps, but Newmarket is made for that. Mm. And most of the big Irish handicaps were invented on the back of English races that already existed.
Yes.
So you ended up with an Irish Lincolnshire and an Irish Cambridgeshire and races like that. It's an incredibly, incredibly tough race on paper. I thought there might just be an angle in here. You're going to need luck in running, obviously, and the draw is going to play a big part. But exactly what part the draw plays is hard to tell. And with the field this big, they're going to be pretty much forced to race to their draw. Dermot Weld's got two in the same colours in the race. He's got the top weight.
Foxtrot
Charlie with Pat Smullen on board. But he's also got So You Thought.
Lee Roach. The bottom weight.
Who is pretty much the bottom weight there as it stands. The only reserves beneath him, Bonya, Bandegreen and Hasselnot. But anyone who thinks, Pat Smullen's chosen Foxtrot Charlie. Well, Pat hasn't chosen Foxtrot Charlie. He's the only one he can do the weight on, really.
Yes.
Lee Roach rides the other one, who I think has got a better chance on paper. Ran really well at Galway. And bear in mind, Dermot Weld's in really good form at the moment. Loves Galway. Always tries to get his horses straight for that. He struggled to get a winner at the meeting when in previous years he's had a dozen or more.
Yes.
And So You Thought was one of his better performances at the meeting, finished second there. That was a career best from him, but everything that Dermot's had has improved since that meeting, and So You Thought is bound to improve as well. Is an unexposed 3-year-old who's getting weight for age and also has this issue of being very unexposed. If you talk to anyone about the big handicaps, a lot of people say it's good in a way that 3-year-olds don't get into some of the big handicaps because they can blow them apart.
Yeah.
And horses who've been running honestly all year, older horses, just struggle to deal with sharp improvers. But you do have a few 3-year-olds in this contest, and I think the most interesting of them is So You Thought. Stall 18 is almost the middle draw on a field this big.
Yeah.
But I think I'd rather be high than low. And hopefully So You Thought we'll get the run of things there. And he's going to be a double figure price because it really should be 10-1 the field for this race anyway.
Yes.
But hopefully it's a slightly bigger price than you would expect because Dermot Weld fans will be split between him and the top one. And I think this is definitely the first string.
Okay. So You Thought in the choice for Rory in a viciously competitive renewal of the Irish Cambridgeshire. Thank you for that, Rory. Do remember to join us on Racing Radio for all four meetings on Sunday with Darren Owen, Alistair Jones and John Budden in the studio. My thanks to Rory Delaghi, and hopefully we'll speak again soon, Rory.
Thank you very much.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.